Welcome to Mentorship Class today. I'm Margaret Mullings. Come on in, take a seat wherever you are geographically. You know what? No matter what you went through or experienced last night, today is a new day. Oh, come on in. Come on in and just give the Lord a praise. Come on in and be thankful. Be thankful today because God is with you no matter how you're feeling in this class today. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I ask you to bless this class. Oh, my Father, you are Jehovah Elroy, the God who sees, and Father, you see each and every individual. Father, you know their need. Each need is different. And I pray, Father, that you would heal and deliver, set free, and that the Holy Spirit will encourage somebody today in this class. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Today in class, this is very simple, but I must be obedient. I'm taking a poem, yes. I'm taking a poem from my book, A Portrait of His Love, which is an inspirational collection of writings and poems. And yes, this one is titled The Potter's Broken Vessel. And all of us can attest to brokenness. And if in this class, if you have not experienced brokenness as yet on your journey, you will. But it is so important that when you experience brokenness, that you don't lose hope, that you keep hope alive, and that you believe that God is able to mend the broken pieces of your life, or I should say our lives, include myself in it. Here it is, the potter's broken vessel, wounded and broken, discarded by society. You lay in the gutter of sin, in a dark world of confusion and despair, looking for the sun to shine in your life once again, for another opportunity to climb the stairs of prayer. Your heart yearns for Abba Father. Your selfish desires and ambitions have faded away. Wealth and fame have eluded you. Wounded and broken, alas, you cry for the potter to reach down into the gutter of sin to rescue your sinking soul. Wounded and broken, little do you know, you are just what the potter is searching for. You are the potter's broken vessel to shape and mold into a vessel of honor to bring glory to his name. Your brokenness is necessary, for you will now have a compassionate heart for hurting and lost souls. The naked, the destitute, you will clothe. You are now going to visit the sick and minister God's healing for them. You will go into the streets and neighborhoods to share the good news of salvation. Your brokenness is causing you to love your enemies and not to retaliate. You are now displaying the true love of God through Jesus Christ. You are the potter's broken vessel, a precious jewel in the kingdom of God. The question is, though, will you allow your brokenness to be healed by the potter so that you too will be used by the potter to do mighty exploits for the kingdom of God? Don't you ever forget that you are the potter's broken vessel. Come on right now in this class. Begin to give the Lord praise. Hallelujah. For blessing you, for mending you, mending the broken pieces of your life. I'm a living testimony, yes. And I pray that in all your endeavors, after all the achievements in life, all the graduations and all that you've accomplished, that you'd remember that God is the potter. Because in all your brokenness, He's the only one that can put you back together, that can restore you. This is Margaret Mulling saying, God bless you where you are on your journey. But before I leave, I must pray with you, if that's okay. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for being the potter and for mending the brokenness in our lives. Father, thank you that it's in you that we live and we move and have our being. Bless everyone in this class today. Surround them, envelop them with your presence. Impart strength for the journey ahead and cause each and every one to look to you as the source of everything that they need. Meet the need today, Father. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you right where you are.